Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So, an animated movie coming out that's getting a lot of good reviews called Missing Link this week.
It's an American company that does this. Usually it had been the Brits who were so good at this stop-motion animation, which is the really, really old kind where they take figures and they move them just a fraction for a second of filming.
Like Gumby.
Yes.
The old Gumby.
And it takes forever. It takes 5 or 6 years to make one of these movies. It's unbelievable. But this one, this American company, Leica, has done just a fabulous job with this very clever movie called Missing Link. And it begins with a fellow named Sir Lionel Frost, and it's the voice of Hugh Jackman. But, you know, Hugh is from Australia, but here he sounds like a very high-end Brit, very British. So his next quest is it's to America, and he goes to the Northwest, and he immediately, just so easily, finds Sasquatch. He finds some very big feet prints first, and then he finds this creature who was just dying to be found. And he's an American, was voiced by Zach Galifianakis.
Mm-hmm.
And very kind of easygoing, but he's really lonely because he's the only one of his kind. And so they go on a world. It's like Around the World in 80 Days, but done by stop action, stop motion with a very hilarious dialogue. Very funny.
One review says inspired silliness of a high order.
Exactly.
And another says, a feast of a movie with dazzling visuals.
It is. And they show at the end the fascinating way that this is done, where they create these little universes and for each, all of these settings. And it's just amazing how it's all done and they're built. And the creatures themselves are the characters themselves.
Now, Zach Galifianakis is sort of known for edgy comedies.
Yeah.
But this is PG rated and from everything I read, just fine for children.
Oh, it's really, and the adults will have a ball because of all the plays on words and the, it's as if you had Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson together, if Dr. Watson was, you know, 8 feet tall and covered with fur. It's what you have. Their dialogue is so British.
Right.
And the game's afoot, and they get into that foot thing going with the Bigfoot. Anyway, it's just so clever.
So it's Missing Link, and it will be on in Greenville anyway over the weekend. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now, another one, I don't guess this is animated, though. This is live action, Hellboy.
Right.
Now, this is based on a graphic novel.
Right. It's Dark Horse Comics, yes, and it's they aren't as well known as, of course, Marvel or DC. And these movies started about, I don't know, it's like 15 years ago, I guess, the first one came out.
Well, I was going to say there's a movie called Hellboy that came out in 2004.
Oh, is that that? It was, okay. That is 15 years.
Okay. Directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Who won an Oscar last year for
right.
Shape of Water.
Right. So is this a remake of that, or is this a sequel?
Well, they did two of those. Guillermo del Toro did a sequel, and he was planning to do this third one. But I don't know what all happened, but he got pushed out. He had written a script, and he was going to direct. But the big difference they made, the other movies were PG-13, and they were full of cartoon violence. This one is rated R, and it is one big bloody mess as far as heads are popping off and limbs are flying, and that's in the first scene. I mean, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it says the Rotten Tomatoes said it's rated R for strong bloody violence and gore throughout.
Yeah, you never get away from it.
And of course, profanity. So this is not for everybody.
Oh, no.
The
blood.
Too much, yeah. We talked about The Highwayman briefly last time, and we're just going to talk about it, if at all, briefly. Now, Kevin Costner, Woody Harrelson, this movie that came out on Netflix about the lawman who hunted down Bonnie and Clyde. I think it's interesting that that movie has done very well. And for an adult, an older audience... Mm-hmm. As I read, and it appears that this may be a new direction for Netflix.
Yes, it's surprising that it the the interest that this part of the country has, I guess maybe everybody's still really interested in Bonnie and Clyde, but around here there's still old-timers who have stories or who knew somebody. And so, yes, there was just a whole lot of attention paid to it, and it is well done in that it tells the story from the point of view, not of Bonnie and Clyde, not the sensational story, but the story of the lawman.
And does not glamorize Bonnie and Clyde.
Not at all.
In the way that the 1967
But they do show that extreme following they had and how, I don't know, maybe it was the 30s, maybe because they did rob banks, and so banks were the bad guys in those days.
But you said, you wrote about it, and you said you had more reaction to writing about this movie than almost anything else you've ever written about.
Right, right. Because of Netflix, so many people had the chance to see it as soon as it came out, and then they told others. And yeah, there's big reaction to it, and it's very well handled. The younger vote on it has been that it's too slow. But it's a police procedural, and it goes through what they went through, which was actually 100 days in this time. So it's pretty fast moving, in my opinion.
And we may be seeing more movies on Netflix for an older audience.
Yeah, for grown-ups.
Interesting. All right. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETN.